You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know what day it is. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, well, one of them is we're going to track Aaron. Aaron is a tropical storm, still far away, far, far away. But we're going to keep an eye on her just to be safe. It's what we do thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. I've got this tropical weather update for you. And here's the deal. Maximum sustained winds now, 45 miles an hour. Storm center moving west at 20 miles an hour. And you're looking at probably becoming a hurricane, they believe, Friday, most likely. Okay. And you're looking at having impacts around Puerto Rico and them beginning to feel at least some effects, possibly, depending on, you know how the cone goes. But, yeah, that would be probably very early Sunday, late Saturday night. So we'll continue to track it throughout the week. And if it continues the way a lot of the models do, it probably will skirt or miss Florida, but it's way too soon to go out on a ledge. Tell you what, why don't we do this? Why don't we play it safe? We'll prepare for it, and then if there's no ill effects, we can just relax and be happy. How's that? Relax and be happy, my friends. Oh, relax and be happy, folks in D.C. This is okay. I have fun making fun of people. It's part of what I do, sure. Especially Democrats. It's easy peasy.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes you feel bad doing it. This is one of those times. Okay, here's the deal. Washington, D.C., the Metropolitan Police.
Yeah.
They have a chief there, Pamela Smith.
Oh, my.
Now, you're chief of police. It's not an easy job. Crime, there's a lot of pressure.
Yep.
She was asked by a reporter during a press conference Tuesday, and the reporter said, because Trump has taken over, right?
Uh-huh.
He's federalized it.
Yes.
It's a temporary move. It's totally constitutional, by the way, because of the way Washington, D.C. is set up. It's not a state.
Right.
So he can do that in D.C. very easily, and he is. So what's the chain of command? If you're the police chief of the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington, D.C., it's not that she didn't know the chain of command. It's that she didn't know what chain of command is.
It was an awkwardly embarrassing moment.
You saw the video.
I watched the video. And at that point, the mayor, I guess it was, stepped in for the rescue.
Bowser from Sha-na-na. She stepped in. Can you tell us what the chain of command is now? A reporter asked, and what a good and reasonable question.
Sure.
You know, who's in charge, ultimately?
Yeah. Right.
And she said, the police chief said, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, look, you're the chief of police, not the assistant, you're not the deputy, you're not...
You're in the chain of command.
You're the chief.
Yeah. there.
Okay, what if I told you that her previous job was as a chief?
Mm-hmm.
There.
Yes.
But chief equity officer.
Then that would make total sense that she knows nothing about law enforcement.
D-E-I. Can you say it?
Yeah.
D-E-I.
Wow.
What's a chain of command?
What does that mean?
I have never served in the military, nor have I served in law enforcement. I still understand what chain of command is and have probably going back to my childhood.
Well, you could even apply it to business. The manager,
who's
the assistant
charge?
Manager, the shift manager, and then the employees under that. That's a chain of command.
Yeah.
It's
not just a military,
no.
but if you are in the military or in law enforcement,
well,
I mean, it's...
Yeah, you should
and
know.
You're the chief. It's like, You know why I would know what chain of command is? I would tell all my people under me, I'd say, because I'm at the top of it.
Exactly.
You know what a food chain is? I'm the friggin' shark.
Same
okay?
Thing. Same
Any
thing.
Questions? I'll bite your face off. That's
see,
how I would handle
see how
it.
How easy it is.
Hence the reason I've never been a chief of anything.
Well,
chief dishwasher, I guess, at my house. Yeah. All right, chain of command. Wow, that how just utterly embarrassing. And yeah. And there, right there, you can say, "Gee, I wonder why there's issues with crime in D.C." Not to blame it all on this woman, Chief Pamela Smith. And you know what? She's a product of that whole DEI thing. Like, it's not her fault. If somebody says, hey, you're the boss, and we're going to give you the boss's pay, and it's all good. It's just your lucky day. You'd go, okay. I could probably figure this out. Okay. So they have a deep, deep problems in D.C. Is President Trump and some of the soldiers going to be able to... Going to be able to straighten it all out? To some extent, yes. But they're not going to be there for a long time. And, man, you've got these legacy issues that are in place. And I guess it was just a few years ago when things really began to change in D.C. They began to pull some funding and start playing games. And then they weren't giving out, meeting out real sentences for criminals. And it's just that's when things really began to get worse and worse and worse. So they've got a lot of work ahead of them. And of course, all the anti-Trump thing, they'll be questioning the president and his motives. It's like, what's his motive? Because he needs to hear his name more? No. Could it be because he actually is concerned about the citizens of D.C. and their safety? Oh, and visitors too. Yeah. U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, schooled the media Tuesday during a heated exchange during a Department of Justice press conference. Jeanine got fired up.
What?
Yeah. U.S. Attorney. Yeah, she reports during a Department of Justice press conference. During the press conference, a reporter asked Pirro about DOJ cuts to gun violence prevention programs. Right away, she goes, "Oh, stop it! We're putting all kinds of resources onto the street." Just, "Oh, stop it!"
That's funny.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Another reporter asked her about the drop in crime rates, asking what changed, appearing to reference President Donald Trump's Monday announcement that he would be taking control of the Metro Police Department and deploying 800 National Guard troops to the nation's capital. It's never enough. This change, pointing to posters showing photos of people that have been murdered in D.C. What's their murder rate? I think they're like up to 100 now. And we're a little over halfway through the year. 100 homicides. Wow. Pirro said it's never enough. You tell these families crime has dropped. You tell the mother of the intern who was shot going out to McDonald's near the convention center, oh, crime is down.
Yeah.
And she's right. All right. We've got our work cut out for us today. We've got a lot to talk about. Texas Democrats, did they cave in yet? Huh? Are they going back to the Alamo? They don't even set foot near the Alamo. You don't have, there's no respect.
Yep.
616 on the Bob Rose Show. Also, I would say a friend of the show for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just got a big promotion.
Man, everybody that's on the Bob Rose Show is getting promotions in the last couple of years. Have you noticed that?
Except for you and me.
Details.
Oh, wait. No, they'll probably give you another job.
Yeah.
Additional one.
Thanks, Bob.
And a big pay raise.
Yeah.
All right. We've got, plenty going on. Good morning. Welcome. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yo, what up? I'm appealing to the 25-54 demographic.
Oh, I was kind of curious about that.
Yo, what up?
Yeah.
What up, dog?
Gotta hit the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the kids. Greg said that.
Actually, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You used to, you could do it in Walmart, anywhere. It didn't matter, but now you
don't get into that debate.
No.
A little spanking here and there goes a long way.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Despite my best efforts, my kids have still turned out okay.
Yeah.
It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And hey, psst, hey, I know you're busy. Let me make it easy on you. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Wherever. Winn-Dixie? I don't know if they have podcasts, but Apple does. Spotify does. iHeart does.
Yep. There you go.
Just hit subscribe. It's easy peasy. Ah, kudos. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Goes out to another success story that basically started here on the Bob Rose Show. Right, Greg?
It's true. Look at the pattern.
Yeah. You've got Blaze Ngolia. We made his career. He's now the CFO.
Yeah.
You got former AG Moody.
Yep.
Ashley Moody is now a senator. You're welcome, honey.
And now?
You're welcome, sweetie.
Yep.
Well, glad we could help you out, honey.
Pam Bondi.
Mm-hmm. Yep. To Attorney General of the entire nation. I like that. And guess the latest one?
Yep.
Governor DeSantis appoints state senator, which I guess he'll soon be former state senator, Green Beret. This guy's awesome. And Jay Collins, Florida's new lieutenant governor.
There you go.
Just announced yesterday, and he spoke at one of our Valors.
Uh-huh, he did.
And he's been
at Ashley Moody. Apparently, it's good for your career.
Any association with this show leads to incredible levels of success.
At least in the state of Florida and D.C. it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're blessed.
Oh, yeah.
And we share the blessings. That's the thing. We go, sure. I go, hey, Ron? Yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yo, Ron. What up, Doc?
Give him the gig.
What up, Doug? Okay. Am I done playing around? No.
It's only 6:23.
Got 3.5 more hours of this nonsense.
Got loads of time.
Coming at you. Hey, you tired of winning?
No.
Neither am I.
No.
So, So Trump and Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, it's been a little, it's okay relationship, then it's a little off. You know, she was going to, defend Maduro or something. I don't know. But it was getting complicated. But here's the thing. In the end, count your chips on the table. Trump wins. Mexico is handing over 26 top cartel leaders to the United States this week in a deal with the Trump administration. They're scheduled to fly to the U.S. on Tuesday. Today is the latest example of the Trump administration's historic efforts to dismantle cartels and foreign terrorist organizations. That, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. These 26 men have all played a role in bringing violence and drugs to American shores. Under this Department of Justice, they will face severe consequences for their crimes against this country. We are grateful to President Sheinbaum and the Mexican government for their collaboration in this matter. The cartel, CJNG, Jalisco New Generation Cartel, that is classified as a terrorist organization. President Trump's top priority is protecting the homeland, which is why he took bold steps to designate several cartels and gangs as foreign terrorist organizations. That comes from Deputy White House Press Secretary Anna Kelly. And the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, on Friday said the U.S. military would not be entering Mexican territory following reports that Washington could take action to combat the cartels. And remember, I was talking about Secretary of Defense, and I was pretty sure that he was given the nod that there would be something militarily going on. Now, maybe he was playing that card. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Sheinbaum decided to play nice with us.
Right.
We'll see. But again, I have to chalk that up as another win for President Trump. You know, I look for stuff in the New York Post. Sometimes offbeat stuff. Sometimes it's viral stuff that the public's talking about, whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's stupid New York stuff.
Yes,
stupid things that New Yorkers do.
Oh, yeah.
But when I go to the New York Post and there's stupid Florida man stories, that's when I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? You people better behave. And this story out of Polk County. Yeah. Polk County, Grady Judd, have you heard of him? The sheriff there? Okay, you're going to misbehave there? You are not a smart person. Apparently, a wild brawl broke out among a group of swimsuit-clad boaters. It's a Florida lake in Polk County, Lake Winterset. And, there's a little sandbar there. People get together, generally having a good time, but they've had some issues and some trouble there. And this was caught on somebody's camera. Seven men and a 17-year-old boy were arrested. And Grady Judd, the sheriff there, wasted no time. Giving out advice. But the dramatic footage starts when one man is slugged twice by another one. And he flops to the ground, appears to be unconscious. He's definitely unconscious. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. You can look at a body, the way it is laying.
Yeah.
They're not conscious.
Yeah.
And once he went face down, others started swinging. You couldn't really tell what set the whole thing off. Punches were flying, seemingly, at random. And the chaos, eased up for a moment. And then these guys went into the water and then another guy jumped in there. Anyway, the sheriff, not real happy about what's going on. Here's what he said. You can knuckle bust and create brain injuries to each other on your own property without creating a disturbance to your neighbors. It's over, folks. I think I've said enough. But he didn't say enough.
Uh-oh.
So he went on to say the conduct is reprehensible, and obviously you don't believe us when we try to warn you. So you've unleashed the teeth of the dog, and now we're going to start biting you, just like we bit these guys here. Rabble-rousing young people, they better be on the lookout. The sheriff, Polk County.
Wow.
Not happy.
There you go.
Yep. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Does anybody know how to have a good time anymore? What's wrong with these people?
I'm telling you.
All right. Hey, former Gator Pete Alonso, record breaker. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Another awesome day. Good morning and welcome at 6:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. State Senator Jay Collins been elevated to Lieutenant Governor. And so the governor made that announcement yesterday. And you know Jay Collins from the show. And, of course, he's State Senator and Army Green Beret. And he's now the Lieutenant Governor of our great state of Florida. So congratulations to him. And also Pete Alonso. Remember that name? Gator baseball players went on to have a fantastic career with the New York Mets. Well, he was in the dugout, tipped his helmet, and just took it all in. It was a standing ovation.
Nice.
Third inning. Mets 13-5 blowout win over the Braves Tuesday night, Citi Field. Alonso had just cleared the fence in right center against Atlanta's pitcher Spencer Strider to become the franchise's all-time home run leader. You know, he pushed aside the great Daryl Strawberry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So homer number 253. Alonso had actually tied Strawberry on Saturday with a blast in Milwaukee. But last night, he doubled to open the second inning. Returned to the plate, two outs in the third. Jumped on a first pitch fastball from Strider to move ahead of Strawberry. Yep. So congratulations, Pete Alonso. What a baseball player. What a baseball player. So, yep, ahead of all-time home runs for the New York Mets. That's pretty good. And so what do we say to that? Go Gators.
There you go.
Here's some other good news. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's too old to run for president.
Well, we could have told you that. He should have just asked.
Yeah. He'll be 84, apparently, in September. He said that speaks for itself when asked if he had the energy to run. He said what he wants to see is the most progressive candidate, the kookiest, craziest, leftist, Marxist, socialist bozo
that
you could possibly have. And that's far more important than him running for the White House. All right, so he wants to rally to the grassroots of America.
Oh, they're on grass or something. I don't know what they're on.
Yeah, he wants to rally the grassroots of America.
Mm-hmm.
But by promoting socialism, he's actually promoting root rot.
Mm.
You don't want that, do you?
No.
You don't want that in your lawn, do you, Greg?
Doesn't sound good at all.
That's what he's attempting to do. He said the job of progressives is to change the fact that people voted for President Donald Trump. Our job is to educate and organize. How much education would it take to, say, believe that all of a sudden, gender bending of a minor via serious surgeries is a good thing. So if I'm more educated, I might come around to that belief that that's a good thing.
Well, if you've been indoctrinated, maybe, yes.
If they educate me enough, will I say, hey, you know, men dressed in drag reading stories to little kids, that's, you know, what are they going to, you know what? Maybe, you know what? Open the borders wide open. It's probably just a matter of needing a little bit more education, and I would come around to that. Okay. Yeah. He said, our job is to educate and organize and give working class people an agenda. Really, the working class people that you tell them what kind of car they can drive, the working class people where through all your regulations as a Democrat socialist, you have pushed upon these people, their businesses, and all of that, but you're looking out for the working class?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, Sanders is a socialist, but he's also a millionaire who admitted he owns three homes. In May, he defended spending large sums of money on private jets for his political travels, including during the Fighting Oligarchy Tour. You run a campaign, you do three or four or five rallies in a week. The only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. You think it's going to be sitting on a waiting line at United, waiting while 30,000 people are waiting? Wow.
That's a big plane.
Well, there you go. Well, no, 30,000 people maybe in general traveling around you. Yes. So. But how elitist does that sound? Well, I don't know. I'm too important to wait. I'm so important I should fly on private jets. But he's the same one that wants to tell us that, you know, the sky is falling and that CO2 is going to kill us all while he's burning it at 50 times the rate per capita of a commercial flight.
Hypocrisy, party of one.
Yeah. What a bozo. And I, you know, it's amazing that people haven't like found him out, so to speak, that young people are still somewhat, they're somehow enamored by this guy in some way.
Well, remember the last big summit, big climate summit, they actually had to, like, you know, bulldoze to put a new road in, taking out lots of forests so they could all get to their place where they landed their private jets to get to their little private meeting to save the planet.
I mean, the lid's off on that thing. I mean, for most people.
You hope so.
But otherwise, you're not paying attention.
I just heard a story this morning, though. I guess there's some big glacier somewhere that has done some melting. And, of course, ABC News had to talk about the cause was climate change and the warming temperatures and the melting of the glaciers, even though we know we've added more ice over the last number of years, because this one
that
particular
never gets
thing,
reported.
Oh, of course not. But this one is melting, and so it's climate change.
Well, if you know, ice didn't melt occasionally, you probably wouldn't have water for California. So, you know, there's a pattern there. Anyway, speaking of patterns, where's Al Sharpton these days? Isn't there a good Trump racist story for him to put out?
Always.
He's kind of slow on this one. MSNBC political commentator. Can you believe? I mean, if you know this guy's background, if you're of the younger set, please just Google Tawana Brawley. Tawana Brawley. Google that, or use a better search engine, whatever. Google that and read the story. Read the story about how Al Sharpton was involved in this fake, completely fake, racist story that turned people's lives, innocent police officers' lives, upside down.
But it made him famous, and now he has a platform.
It would make him infamous. Like, the last thing I would do is say, hey, let's give this guy a soapbox. Let's give him a microphone. Let's put a TV camera in front of him. But yet they have done it for years. MSNBC gives the guy his own show. Well, and then, of course, MSNBC wonders and scratches their head, why are ratings down 46%? Well, maybe people like Al Sharpton, people are catching on.
What do you say?
He's just a race baiter and a troublemaker. Not all that bright, but then again, maybe he is. Because how do you go from being such a racist loser, continue to be a racist loser, but you have your own nationwide TV show?
Wow.
Gosh. We wish we were so.
Yeah.
Nasty. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Texas Democrats, what are they up to? They going home with their tail between their legs? Details coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:50, 10 minutes. Let's call it 6:51, 9 minutes until 7 o'clock. Look, we're only on the third day of back to school for a lot of folks, so still it's going to be a little bit busy, and you just need to give yourself a little bit extra time and be patient, all right? And you know what? You never need to miss a minute of the show, that's for sure. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Oh, morning, Joe. Joe Scarborough.
Uh-oh.
Weasels rip my flesh. And anyway, every once in a while, a blind squirrel, even a blind squirrel, will find a nut. And Scarborough finally said something that that maybe with a modicum of intelligence, he may be right.
What?
He basically said that there's a lot of Democrats that are secretly cheering Trump's D.C. crackdown. And you know what? He's right. Wow. Rare that I would agree with that bozo, but I do. This is an interesting dynamic that is shaping up, isn't it? Here you have the guy Trump that the left, I mean, has gone out of their way to tell you, you must hate him. You must have Trump derangement syndrome. You must hate him beyond what is normal. Okay? You must hate him to the point of it being a phobia, a paranoia, a ridiculousness. You must hate him like that. And nothing he does or says is good. They beat that into the heads of everyone. But you know what? Even some lefties, as long as they're not too far gone, some lefties, they will pause, and maybe it'll be in the middle of the night, and they'll wake up, and they'll say, I'll never admit it to anyone, but I'm happy that Trump secured our borders. I am concerned about my family's safety and illegal immigrants with, all these felony backgrounds and gang members and all that. I'll never admit it publicly, but I'm happy that Trump is doing something about it. They're saying the same exact thing and feeling the same exact way about this crackdown in D.C., And a lot of the reporters, you know, that report on the White House and are there on a regular basis, they all know exactly what Trump is talking about when it comes to crime in D.C. They've either experienced it firsthand, right up close and personal, or have known somebody very well who has.
Mm-hmm.
And so, once again, Trump is doing the right thing. And what's interesting, you see, normally, a Republican per se would be not so quick to pull the trigger on the, on bringing the military in.
Right.
They know
right.
the reverberations there. It's hard to be like a small government, local control kind of person, and then call in the big gun, so to speak. But see, Trump doesn't think, let me solve this problem via conservative-ism or Republicanism. He just thinks of it, how can I solve this problem? You see, and that's the difference. He doesn't have to put it through the filter of, well, what would my constituents say? Well, you know, what about reelection? What about fundraising? What about this? What about that? He doesn't care about that. He never did, even when he was only in his first term. He just doesn't operate that way. He sees a problem, he sees an issue, and he says, I need to address that. And it's going to take some, middle of the road folks and left, slightly left of center folks. It's taken them time a little bit, but this is going to be a progression. It's going to move forward. And eventually, by the end of his term, there's going to be a lot of people, probably 65% of the country, that are going to say, wow. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a good 15-18% that are going to say, I can't believe how wrong I was about Donald J. Trump. I can't believe how wrong I was. Now, it's going to be hard to get people to admit that. Basically, they're not.
They won't say it out loud. You're right.
No, they won't say it out loud. They'll be afraid to say it out loud in front of other people who yes. they think are like-minded. You know what? They're probably thinking the same thing you are too, though. All right? So, just remember these things moving forward. Now, Trump's looking out for everybody. And all this race baiting and talk about, well, he's just doing it because, you know, majority black run cities.
I know.
What we look for is action. We look for results, and we are getting them with this president. And maybe that's one of the reasons why today is another happy hump day, Trump day. We're not tired of winning, and I'm not tired of talking. And so I'll keep talking again next hour on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamek. Don't miss that. 97.3 The Sky.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.